Zen 20 will be with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. Well, I want to welcome you to this net, which is heard every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time, give or take a minute or so. The purpose of this net, as it has always been since March of 1992, is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different parts of radio monitoring hobby that lie outside of the amateur radio band. This includes all of the different broadcasting bands and the different utility bands, ship-to-shore, aircraft, military, public service agencies, all the different things that are out there. Now, this repeater system, you can find information about it at www.n2row.net. Please pick the repeater which is closest to where you are at the moment. And remember that since it is a linked repeater system, when you key up, please pause for a second or two after you key the microphone button. Make sure all the links are in place before you begin to speak. Otherwise, the beginning part of your transmissions will get cut off. If you need to join us on email rather than on the air because you have some technical difficulties or you're not a licensed amateur radio operator yet, you can send us an email, and the new email address is nybxa@nybxa.info. nybxa@nybxa.info. We've got a new mail server set up on our website for the net, so that is a good place to send all your emails. When you're checking in on the air, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. Any comments or questions, and that's what keeps this net moving from week to week, is the traffic that the participants bring to it. This is not a broadcast program. We do not have scripts and prepared material. This is a discussion forum, so everybody participates. So stand by for check-ins, space it out so people can get checked in without stepping on each other, and we'll move forward. This is N2ROB.
K2GLW, Gordon in Manhattan. I'm out with the girls now, but I'll be heading upstairs and we'll pick you up on the day station shortly.
W85GQ. In Elmwood Park, and Bob, we'll be listening and checking email.
One drug cartel kidnapped some members of the other drug cartel, beheaded
grabbed them and hung three of them from the bridge. So that was interesting. Detroit was interesting. I had to go out there, and I didn't have too much time to do any listening, but Department of Homeland Security picked me up at the airport. Hang on, let me just let this drop, because I'm not sure what the timer's set at. Anyway, to make a long story short, he picks me up at the airport, guy walks up to me, and identifies himself, and we're driving in the car, and I said, let me ask you a question. I said, I never met you, you never met me, how did you know me? So the guy kind of smiles, and he puts his hand behind my seat and hands me a folder. I opened it up, and it was probably 20, 25 pages. The top page was my passport photo, and basically everywhere I've probably traveled in the last 10 years. The back page was my driver's license photo, and he basically said, if you travel, he goes, we got a file on you, so it's pretty easy to know who somebody is. Anyway, got done in court that day, and the two U.S. Customs agents that I was testifying with got me back to the airport in about 25 minutes in their vehicle with the lights. So it was an interesting day, to say the least.
It's also a chilling thought on the size and scope of Big Brother.
I mean, you do have a passport. You give them a picture. So, I mean, it's, you know, to be understood. On a completely different note, for those of you who might be listening to Hudson, in Hudson County, particularly Hoboken Fire Department has been having some problems with their radio system, and for the last week or two, I've been listening to them on UTAC 5. They've gotten a special permission to use it for a while, so if you have UTAC frequencies, then put that in there, and actually they got fantastic coverage. I mean, I was able to hear Hoboken Fire rather weak here in Elmwood Park, and now they're full scale, so take advantage of the situation. Back to you, Charlie.
Okay, Bob. Well, in that vein also, and this is something I just keep coming back to because there's just so much that you can find, is on all these different interrupt frequencies and simplex attack frequencies, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people tend to ignore them. And sometimes that's where you find the most interesting traffic that goes on out there. And if Bob wasn't listening to UTAC 5, he wouldn't have heard the unusualness of the frequency being used for Hoboken. So, you know, don't discard the idea of listening to all these different frequencies. Put them all in. Put in all the UTAC, the BTAC, the RTAC, the ITAC, all the V laws, the U laws, all the federal stuff, all the simplex tacticals for all the different agencies you can think of. You can't just let it rip. Most of the time, you won't hear anything, but when you do, it's not going to be what you're going to hear on dispatch. I can guarantee you that. In connection with that, earlier today I sent out an email notifying everybody of the interesting little bit that I heard this morning. While I was doing some work on the computer, my 996 stops on the talk group that to do with radio tech use, or one of them. And I heard mention of talk group and 700 megahertz. And all of a sudden my ears popped up. So, you know, I knew there were some allocations and some licenses out there for the nationwide itinerant 700 meg frequency, but trunking. When did that come about? A quick search in the FCC database showed me one special temporary authorization for New York City to do it from the end of September to the end of October with three repeater pairs. The only thing there besides the itinerant in New York State. In fact, even in New Jersey. So I would suggest, especially if you have a scanner that can hear P25 traffic, just put those separate frequencies in and just let it scan. Eventually, you know, we'll figure out what's going on. They may not be using these frequencies in the future. Again, it's only a temporary authorization, which is in effect for the next 3-4 weeks. But see what you can hear, especially those who live in the bulk of the landmass of New York City, which is Brooklyn and Queens. Okay, let's continue along. Next one up that had traffic is the other Bob, N1MLZ, N2NLV.
Yeah, good evening, Charlie. This is Bob, everybody else on the net. Good evening. Yeah, I'm back here from traveling myself, so back to the grind here. I got a couple, at least one frequency here. By the way, I did try those 700 megahertz today. I didn't hear nothing on them. I had them there for a little while, and I tried all three frequencies, and didn't hear none on my end here, but I guess, I imagine there hasn't been anything on there yet, but I'll keep them in there, and I have them in the the radio has a trunked mode and also has a simplex conventional mode. Two different systems I created, so I can get either case, whichever it may be. So I put them in there. Anyway, I found a new frequency. Probably not new, but I heard them, a McGuire tanker doing a refueling, and he mentioned he's going to switch over to the command post, and it turns out to be 134.100. 134.100's command post for McGuire, and I've heard several transmissions on there since I've put this in, so it's a new streak for me. I haven't never put this one in, never found it anywhere, so 134.100 for the McGuire command post. I know they have a frequency on the UHF band, but this is the first time I've ever seen that they have a VHF frequency. I'm going to drop. You copy me okay, Charlie, before I go on?
Oh, yeah. No problem at all.
Okay, great. Just want to make sure. Very ramble on here. Yeah, one other thing, of course, I was out in Vegas. And they're still, for anybody interested, they're still operating on VHF. I figured by now they would have switched over to the open sky system, but not yet. Everything's still going there, and a lot of good stuff, as usual, and the Metro and all the surveillance, the Vice Squad, and all that good stuff. All the frequencies are still active, so hopefully next year it'll still be on there. Who knows what's going to happen, but so far so good. So that was a fun trip. Everything had about 4 radios going at once there, so it was a lot of fun. Monitoring when I was up in the room, not too often, but when I was, I had him on, so it was a lot of good stuff going on there. And I guess that's it, Charlie, back to that, and when I'm out, that's
it. Okay, thanks for that one, Bob. And just a reminder that all the federal and the military allocation, we've gotten used to certain lists over the past 10, 20, 30 years. They've been changing, especially as all of the agents have been mandated, through NTIA, not just the FCC, but NTIA as well. As they're mandated, they all go into a narrower mode, and that they make more efficient use of the spectrum. So you're going to see more and more of that happening, that as they change the frequencies and change the step sizes, that all of a sudden now there's a new allocation somewhere for them. So, it shouldn't surprise anyone, but, it happens. I know there's been some discussion on the radio reference groups regarding some of the frequencies that the FBI uses, and ICE, and Customs and Border, and all those guys. One thing that I've been seeing different things about, especially in some of the emergency management and professional government agency type of communications magazine. It was mentioned in one article on the federal government, especially through Homeland Security and DHS and Department of Justice. in Idaho, Salt Lake City. They put a component of that in place in time for the Winter Olympics in 2002. They're working on a Washington, D.C. component right now. I believe Chicago is getting some things put together. So little by little, different parts of the country are being worked on. And looks like most of it seems to be PHF, AVCO P25 trunking. So you may hear a channel pop up every so often that'll be in P25 digital, but it's not necessarily a conventional channel, it's a trunking channel. So as things develop and get nailed down and allocations get shifted around, things will start making a little bit more sense. But right now it's still in a state of flux. So again, you know, just to give you an idea of what kind of agencies we're talking about, under three basic sections, Department of Justice has ATF, DEA, FBI, and U.S. Marshals Service. DHS has ICE, Border Patrol, U.S. Coast Guard, SEMA, and Treasury has U.S. Secret Service and IRS. Now, there are more agencies, but this is just, you know, a quick throw-on-the-wall kind of idea of what's going on. Over the years, each of these agencies had their own... But going into the late 90s, they were told, you know, start pulling back on how much you're spending, make more efficient use of your resources. They were spending more money on old 20 and 30-year-old equipment, getting it repaired, than they were in designing a new system. And this was, you know, what they called legacy systems, with wideband channels and conventional links and all that, and very inefficient use of the spectrum. So everything's been mandated, and things have to change. They're going in that direction. Unfortunately, some agencies and some departments were given some money after 9/11 and told, hey, get your act together. And they wound up using most of the money for repairing old equipment rather than putting together a new system. Don't you just love how efficiently your tax dollars are used? So, we'll see what it looks like as we go down the road. But this is just to give you an idea of what has been going on and what will be coming down the road. All right, time now is 9:24. Let's stand by for any additional or late check-in or additional traffic. Again, if you're not able to make it on the air for whatever reason, please use our new email address, which is nydxa@nydxa.info.
What I want to know is, are those radios capable of that or not? And then I'll get to the second one.
Now, which model radios are you talking of? And I don't know if I would have the answer to that.
Turbo radio, the Motorola turbo radio. Can it read? In other words, if you don't have, forget that. Can the radio be programmed in carrier, in digital carrier squelch? When it's in a digital mode, can it be programmed in digital CSQ, and will you be able to hear the traffic audio with decoded or not?
I haven't seen the spec sheet for the Moto Turbo radio, so I couldn't tell you for sure. I can make a phone call and find out.
Okay, well, the second one was about what you were saying a few moments ago, is about how the there's your tax dollars being literally thrown into grinder. There was a piece on NBC Nightly News about a month ago where as fighting forces are getting ready to go back stateside, they showed a sequence of footage where they were taking XTS 5000s and putting them on a conveyor belt, and the conveyor belt was going towards a cruncher. And as you were saying before about how that these legacy systems exist, I was just was wondering, like, why couldn't those radios be, you know, deprogrammed, sold, given, whatever, to, you know, municipalities that, you know, otherwise can't afford that kind of equipment, or at least have, you know, be sort of like getting ready to move on to the same page. It was just, you know, it was really, really sad to see, you know, perfectly good equipment that works, no bullet holes in it, you know, probably, you know, a few years old, just being destroyed. It was kind of unnerving.
You've got no argument with me, Pete. I don't believe in wasting, especially something like that. You know, that costs a lot of money that you always find a use. It's so easy to be programmed up to think, you know, why? Where's the stupidity that keeps popping up? I don't know. We've seen it in our own local government, and we see it in the federal government. Gee, there must be a common thread here. Maybe it's the word that starts with G. But anyway, I think this is something that, yeah, it's a really good question that should be brought to the attention of, well, the question is, who is caring? Do we have an inspector general? Do we have somebody in a high enough rank or in the legislature? You know, might have to wait till after January 1st, but it's frustrating, it's scary, it's disgusting, it's just total waste. And I don't like it. Surprised anybody else who hears it would even allow that to pass their consciousness without saying something. I don't know, Pete. I don't know what to tell you. It's a shame. It's a crying shame.
Okay, and once again, something that I was just listening to you sparked something. About the FBI, a while ago I was listening. No specific traffic at all. It couldn't have been more than 6 or 8 months ago. One of the mobile units was trying to hook up with another mobile unit, got the dispatcher on the air, and it sounded something like, the operator will come on and find you a pair. And, you know, there was a little bit more. I didn't want to get into the specifics of it. Like, there was no, nothing sensitive or anything like that. But what it sounded like that they were able to wireline control the repeater and on the fly program a pair of frequencies, and then over the air do the same with, you know, their, I guess, XTS 5000s and XTL 5000s are the same. In other words, it wasn't in the radio's memory, or maybe they were trying to cross to another agency. It wasn't in, you know, there was no common, like, you know, they have common frequencies. It's not like they were able to reprogram a frequency and wireline control the repeater and reprogram the frequencies over the air in the mobile radios. Does that sound, I know the capability and the technology exists, but what do you think about that one?
Well, first part of it sounds like it's the dynamic regroup that you would head on their 800 trunking system. They can just pull up a console on the screen and bridge two fuses together and make a pseudo talk group for them to talk on. But in conventional mode, you know, why not? Over the air routine. So they're just blowing a new bit of programming into the radio, and it's like all of a sudden, boom, you're flashed. You know, now go to channel 42. And they put the 42 and there's a new frequency in there for them. You know, like you said, the technology is there. I don't see why it can't be done.
Yeah, well, what it sounded like is what they would. Trying to do like a cross band, you know, get like VHF to talk to UHF, and you know, I know that back in the day, as they say, you know, they had links and they had cross bands to do it, but you know, now it's, you know, just a matter of, you know, a couple of keystrokes. That was basically it. I just wanted to one last thing. I noticed these antennas that nothing to do with the city Wi-Fi, nothing to do with the cameras or anything. I noticed these little approximately foot square antennas. I guess they're a patch or a panel antenna, and they seem to be pointing nowhere. I looked at one 70th and West End Avenue, and it was pointing towards the Hudson River, and there was no camera or no Wi-Fi box or anything like that. And I can't think of the name of the company off the top of my head, but it looked like a half of a mountain that was. It looked sort of like a newfangled S meter, meaning like half of a triangle, but in segments going from left to right, the smaller segments being on the left and then increasing in size that goes right. Have you seen those or have any idea what those are for or used for?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it would be used up at the 5 gig citywide Wi-Fi system. You know, a flat panel can actually have quite a wide aperture range. And they could easily be 120 up to 180 degrees. Back in the days of pre-DirecTV and Dish Network, when we had the beginning of the KU band in the mid to late 80s, there were plenty of articles about planar antennas and how they could steer them electrically. These are frequencies up at 11, 12 gigahertz. So you just, the idea was to put this flat panel on the side of your house. You didn't even have to aim it. Just put it on, you know, somewhere close to the south side of your house. And based upon how the electronics were wired and controlled in there, it could actually steer and point across the sky in different directions. Wi-Fi system, the 700 megahertz that they're trying to put out there, the UHF trunking. You know, they're trying to modernize everything to be their own network. And then on top of that, different things that would help to triangulate endpoints in three dimensions. Every single cell phone carrier handset in the city. Each phone having its unique radio fingerprint ID. So, it could be anything, really.
Yep, yep, like you said, scary. The technology is supposed to help us in spying on the American, largely the American public at large. I don't know if you saw the Batman, the Dark Knight, where he goes into the room with all the monitors, and he takes the computer and uses it as a, you know, a microphone to get the Joker's voice print. And that technology existed many, many years ago. It's pretty scary. Where it's gone, I remember when, after all the cell phones went from analog to digital, the only way you could hear the audio was you needed a service monitor and you needed the appropriate card to hear what was being said on said cell phone. In other words, you had to be, you know, had to be in the vicinity of it. Now, you don't even need that anymore. All you need is a computer. There's a program where, and I think this program, I can't think of the name of it. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. It did not originate in this country. All you need is the phone number and, a laptop or a computer. You go into this, you go into the computer, because it's all controlled by computers, and if you have the number, you can hear what's being said. You don't even need any kind of, sophisticated, expensive $20,000 service monitor. All you need is, for all intents and purposes, $1,000 laptop and this program. So, that's scary.
Government wielding a very heavy club, and they go to the cell phone carriers and say, "You will give us access to your system," and they try to pass it off as one of these Patriot Act, Homeland Security kind of things. I would hope that the judges in the various courts hold their feet to the fire, like, show me why you really need to do this before we'll let you do this, and target particular individuals and have proof on that individual rather than just go on a fishing expedition where just on a whim they decide to listen to yours or my cell phone. Yeah, you're right. A lot of this stuff was around years ago. And now technology just keeps moving forward. It doesn't go backward. It goes forward. And it's constantly being used and improved and expanded and made cheaper and more ubiquitous. Yeah. It's not the same country anymore. Yeah, somebody had a very nice tagline I saw on one of the message boards. In God we trust, all others we monitor. And I think that's very appropriate, especially for this man. Okay. Before we start wrapping it up, let's see if there's anything that popped in the email. WN2SQQ and 20P. Anything in the email tonight?
Sorry, nothing. I just wanted to pass along to Bob that I put 134.1 in and actually just heard some traffic on it. So, good frequency. It's interesting. I'm not hearing a dispatch, of course, but heard the aircraft. So that was a good one. Thanks. WN2SQQ.
Yeah, no problem, Bob. I was surprised to hear VHF being used, but it's good.
It's
we'll review of the new Uniden scanner product.
I'm hearing bits and pieces of that. Something about Uniden scanner? Who is that?
KC2SYL. The name is Bill. Just looking for a comment or possibly if they want to purchase a new Uniden scanner. Any news on that? Hold on.
Okay, Bill. Before we tackle that, real quick, which repeater are you using, Bill?
441.100.
Okay. Might be something with the remote receivers fighting over your signal. But sometimes you were there and sometimes it was sputtering back and forth. The new home patrol scanner from Uniden. Actually, it looks like my Arcos 5 portable jukebox thing. I haven't played with one. I've been given an offer to buy one at a discount. But I'm passing on because I really don't see much use in it for myself. Best that I can tell, there is no way to program the radio on the fly. You can only program it by downloading the radio reference database. And that's only if that database is accurate. And that's a separate issue I'm having with some people who submit entries to radio reference and the entries are incomplete or wrong or duplicate. And on one side there's a push to just post the entries as quickly as possible, and then there's people like me that want to go through it and make sure it's accurate and clean before we post it. So this is where something like this becomes a problem when you've got somebody who buys a radio like this new Home Patrol. Doesn't know anything about the frequencies, doesn't know anything about radio in general, and just downloads the database and expects to hear everything accurately. That's just my initial impressions on this. Like I said, I haven't dug into it. I have not played with one. But that's just my first impression, Bill.
Okay, thanks. Fair enough. I've been following some of the discussions on radio reference, and it looks like it hasn't been out to the consumer long enough to get any real good feedback about it.
Well, I hate to be a beta tester, like many of us were for Microsoft back in the 90s. Just when it was first announced and released, the idea of it not being able to be programmed on the fly, I had an issue with. It's akin to those who use a commercial radio, like let's say a Motorola or whatnot, that needs to be programmed by a computer, but you can't change anything out in the field. Especially those who use those radios on the amateur frequencies. Well, what happens if you have to go simplex and you don't have a program in there? What happens if you do have to change to a different repeater or change a field tone or whatever? You know, now you're beholden to having it connected to a computer all the time. So, it falls under that kind of category. But like you said, it's kind of early to tell. You know, let's see what the other beta testers call customers. Feel about it after they get it in their hands and, you know, find the good, the bad, and the ugly, as they say.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate that that comment. You know, there's going to be a market for everything, so some folks will just use whatever's provided and they'll be happy with it. Other folks may want info that's a little more up-to-date and have the ability to reprogram the device, you know, immediately. But, you know, we'll see, I guess, how the marketplace reacts to it.
True, true. There is a market for everything, and as they say in business, the price is what the market will bear. But at $500, the same price I paid for my 996, my 396, when they were new. Bob and I were talking about this on the phone earlier this afternoon, and this is just like getting those internet Wi-Fi radios, where it goes off and finds a radio station on the internet, and goes across your Wi-Fi system at home, and you could set up a radio in your living room or something. A lot of them are linked and tied down to a particular service for them to update the database and load it into your radio, but don't give you the ability to put something in there on the fly. And that's why I don't have one of those radios either. You know, I like flexibility. But like I said, you know, some people, you know, they'll pay the money and that's what they want. Fine. Well, let's see what the user reviews are after this is out for a while. Alright, anything else before we wrap it up tonight? That's what I'll be with the shortwave scanner listeners then. Okay, well, hearing nothing, we'll say 7-3 to everyone, and we'll catch you next week on Wednesday, the 1st of October. See, Halloween 2 weeks after that, and then New York City Marathon. And then the holiday season. Wow, this year has been going by real quick. All right, well, get back to shortwave radios, tune in some of those signals are starting to come up out of the noise now that it gets darker earlier, and see what you can snag. And maybe we'll have something to